Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Okay, let me get my paperwork together. I didn't realize it had got so late, guys. I do apologize. Mom, you want to start reading in Exodus 17, 1 through 17. One through seven.
Okay. You never did get Angela.
No, I did not. And that's what I was waiting for to be my call.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. One through what?
Seven.
Okay, Exodus 17, starting at the first verse. And all of the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sinai. After that journey, according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephah. And there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did side with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chill ye for me? Wherefore do ye accept the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto the people? They be among ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people and take with thee of the children of Israel and thy rod, wherewith thou stonest the river, smother the river, take in thy hand and go. Besides, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Gilboa. And thou shalt smite the rock, and thou shalt come water out of it, and the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elder of Israel. And he called the name of the place Manasseh and Mizpah. Excuse me. Because of the children of the children of Israel, and because the Lord, and because the temple, the Lord said to the Lord among us, or not. Okay, I read you chapter 15, Exodus, down to from the first verse down to the seventh verse. May the Lord bless you in the ear of his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Let me do a roll call. I have Mom and Dad. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Auntie Dot and Auntie Betty. Amen.
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 Okay, all right. All right, we'll go ahead and get started with the program. I do apologize for being late. I was waiting on Angela to be my reminder, but I never did hear from her. And may we keep her and her family in prayer.
Okay, Marie and Janice won't be on tonight.
Okay.
And I'm imagining Carol won't be, but she
No, she won't be on either. Okay. All right. Well, we got some people, so we're going to go ahead and share the God's good news. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Here we go. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, welcome to the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight is an open session, and I pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Father God, we thank you for this day. Another day to allow us once again to give you honor and to praise your name. Father, we ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight and allow us to put your wonderful words into action. Father God, we ask that you bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. Father God, continue to bless America and other nations. Father God, for you say to ask and we shall receive, seek and we shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. So at this time, God, we are seeking peace and joy throughout the earth. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to go ahead with our program, and I will start out with Dad. How you doing this evening?
Oh, good. And you?
Doing great. Got some good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, Mama.
Amen.
My news to me, the crucifixion of Jesus.
Amen.
The ending. Then deliver he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he bearing his cross went forth into a place called the place of Yeshua, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. When they crucified him, he had him on either side, and Jesus in the middle, And Pilate put his little note and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Then the soldier, when they crucified Jesus, took his garment, and made four parts to every soldier a part, and also their coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said, therefore among themselves, let us not rent it, but cast lots for it. Who it shall be that the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did. John 19:16-19. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Daddy. Auntie Dot, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read St. John chapter 1 through 12.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shining in darkness, and the darkness comprehend it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lightened every man that come into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and own received him not. But as many as received him, to give him gave him the power to become the Son of God, even of them that believe on his name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Mom, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Okay, I'm going to read Jose chapter 2. And it says, back to the arm of a loving God. God challenges everyday Christian with the awesome task of inspiring and pursuing a rebellious people to return to his love and forgiveness. The story of Jose and Gomer illustrated such a challenge. This account demonstrated the tension between the disobedient people of Israel and the never-changing God who desired their faithfulness. Jose followed God's instruction to marry a woman totally consumed by her desperate desire for acceptance. Gomer's lifestyle, symbolic Israel modern decay. Through Gomer's unfaithfulness and disgrace hurt Jose. His focus remained on allowing God to use him to restore Israel. He understood that God's plan was greater than his pride. The story of Jose and Gomer also illustrates how God promised to restore, soften his hand of punishment. This passionate leads no doubt that God continued to extend his arm to receive rebellious people today. Jesus still called out, "You are my people," to people who will say, "You are my God." God has improved the community of faith to symbolically repeat the living God to the world in a Jose-like way. We cannot ignore the hopelessness, despair, and fear that overwhelming our culture. We have no choice but to form a Jose Gomer alliance so that God's people may be reconsidered to him, reconciled to him. God instructed, do not permit us to set limit on our patience or premature around our comfort zone. We must be obedient to God and accept the challenge to reach out the brother and sister within our community must know that he see them, that he know all about their circumstance, that he loved them, and that he is calling them back to him. The prayer said, Lord, help me to discern hopelessness, despair and fear in your people. Give me the understanding and the wisdom to know what I must do and the courage to do it. But most of all, God, help me to remain faithful to you, my never-changing God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. I will go next, and I'll come in out of Romans 5. So now, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith in his promises, we can have real peace with him because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. For because of our faith, he has brought us into this place of highest privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God has had in mind for us to be. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they are good for us. They help us learn to be patient, and patient develops strength of character in us and help us trust God more each time we use it until finally our hope and faith are strong and steady. Then when that happens, we are able to hold our heads high no matter what happens and know that all is well, for we know how dearly God loves us. And we feel this warm love everywhere within us because God has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, Auntie Betty, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Walk in the Light from the Workers. Taken from 1 John chapter 1. When walking with him, I walk in the light. In God, there is no darkness. For Jesus' blood does purify me from sin. With him, I have been forgiven. He with me each day, each and every day. And his command I try hard to keep. He is always faithful and just. He makes my joy complete. The message I heard from the beginning, to love one another, I have passed from death to life because I love my brother. When I will be in heaven, has not yet been made known. But I know someday I will be with him as he sits on his heavenly throne. God has given me eternal life, and this life is in his Son. For my faith in Jesus Christ will carry me through, and the battle together he and I have won. Be safe, walk in the light. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. And we will go right into our second shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the marvelous work that you are doing for Daddy Verna, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Angela Patton, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, Valerie Crockett, Brian, Rochelle Bessler, Angela Burns, Janet Williams, the Moody family, Loretta Simmons, Eddie Tipman, Charles and Val, Vicki Hussman, Jesse Verner, Malachi, Mario, Sedaria, DeMarcus, Tony, Hubert and Danielo, Ruth F. Edwards, Isaiah, the Norris family, the Franklin family, Stan Robertson, the Rossiter family, Josh and Kim, Calvin, Carlos and the Wells family, Quentin and Rayco and family, Jerry, Terry, Jessica Smith, Latanya, Cheryl, Lenny and family, and anyone else that we are not aware of and stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we plead the blood over our sick and shut in, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Lift us up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, we're right into the birthday celebration, and I have the dates from April 11th through April 17th. My daughter, LaToya, birthday April 17th. Any other birthdays we need to recognize at this time?
Auntie Kara, Demara.
Yeah. On the 12th?
The 10th. Yeah, the 12th.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait a minute, is it the 12th or the 10th?
Tomorrow, what?
10th was yesterday.
Her birthday,
what's today, the 11th?
Yes. April the 13th. When her birthday? Wednesday?
That's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday.
Hey, Carrie, birthday is what?
That's what we were saying.
Oh, okay.
What's today,
okay.
The 12th?
Day the 12th.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're doing birthday celebration from the 12th through the 18th. I do apologize. From the 12th through the 18th.
Okay, but John's
birthday
the
18th.
John
Barnum.
John
Barnum, the 18th. Okay. Amen. And you said Auntie Carrie is the 13th?
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay.
And you said to the what?
Who? LaToya? 12th
through the what?
12th through the 18th.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Auntie Dot, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen. Many, many more. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot.
Yeah. Oh, my boy.
Amen. 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 Okay, now we're in a part of the program where we do praise, testimony, poems, or songs, share what's on your heart. So I go down the list, and you have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start with Auntie Betty.
Hey.
Amen.
I'm going to try to sing, Walk in the Light.
Amen.
Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dew drops down, peace and bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrop of mercy shines bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. No need to worry, no need to fret. All of my needs, a man named Jesus has met. His love will protect me from hurt and from harm. Jesus, the light of the world. We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. If the gospel be hid, it hid from the lost. My Jesus is waiting to look past our faults. Rise and shine, your light has come. Jesus, the light of the world. We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Walking in the light. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that song, Auntie Betty. Daddy, anything you want to share with the group, a testimony, a praise report?
Yes, he is risen.
Amen.
He resurrected us, Jesus. We'll find that in Matthew, the 28th chapter, 20-10. He is not here, for he is risen. Yeah, he come see the place where the law lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee. That's here you see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples wood. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by their feet and worshiped him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'll read St. John chapter 14.
Amen.
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if there was not so, I wouldn't have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there may be also. You may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way I know. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Mom, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read Matthew 17:1-13, and it said, foretaste of glory. Matthew 17 unfolds the act of what is known as the transfigure. In this scene, Jesus announced the glory that was yet to come. Jesus took three of his disciples up into the high mountain and was transfigured before them. His face shone as the sun, and his clothes was white as light. He revealed himself as a way that they had never seen him before, replenished with light as he would one day appear as the glorified Son of Man. Peter, completely perplexed by the vision, would have liked it to prolong it, but the hour spent on the mountain was not to last very long. As it's true in our lives, we must return to the valley. To the battleground of spiritual warfare. Prior to that descended, however, God spoke, expressing his pleasure in his Son. The disciples fell on their faces to the ground, obstructed at the majestic approach of a loving God. As sinful men, they bowed in fear before a holy God. Through Jesus allowed only three to witness the transfiguration. One day all who know and love him will both witness and experience a great transformation from mortality to immortality. Our Christian hope is that one day Jesus Christ will return, triumph, and that his people, the church, will be caught up in caught up to meet him in the clouds. The transfiguration gives us a glimpse of what we will someday experience. The song, Blessed Assurance, express our anticipation in that day. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a forecast, glory divine. Hero salvation, precious of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising our Savior, all to belong.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. I just want us to just really pray for Angela and Brian. She is going through such a storm, but we all know that this too shall pass. Amen.
Amen. Also Malachi 2.
Sweet Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place. Mighty Spirit, Mighty Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place. Healing Spirit, Healing Spirit, take over this place. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
Okay. Closing prayer, Psalms 23. Auntie Betty, would you do the reading on that for us, please? And everyone bow their head.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Is there anything anyone else would like to share at this time? Amen, amen. Next week will be an open session. And that brings us to closer, to conclusion of this program. The Devlin family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Just remember, the battle is not yours. God did not give us the spirit of fear, nor did he give us the spirit of worry. God says to cast all your worries, your cares, and your concerns upon him. God wants you to be happy and full of joy, no matter what comes your way.
Amen.
Trust in him to see you through your storms, your hiccups in this cruel world. Put God first. And when your feet touch the ground, let the devil say to the other devil, oh, no, he or she is up again. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yes.
Everyone have a blessed week. I love you.
Love you.
I love you. I love you. Good night.
Good night. I would just like to leave you with this for the week. Dear Lord, I am so thankful that you are always present. I never need to make an appointment to speak to you. The God of the universe, no matter where I go or what time it is, I can depend on your presence. In Jesus' name, the family Nellum say good night. Have a blessed week.